What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper Golf Channel with another edition of Lindy's Best 9 Bets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. You become apprised. Whatever great betting content is going live here in our little neck of the YouTube woods. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. Don't even really know why. Had a fun time at spring training, but I was a good kid the last couple days. Just getting hit by something. Such is life. You don't want to hear me complain. You want to hear me give you winning golf bets, and that's what I'm here to do. We're going to talk the WGC match play, the very last year that it would be held, to my knowledge, 2023. The end of it here. Austin Country Club, a great venue, great match play venue. Looking forward to it. But first, check out Bet365 as we get going. If you're in the states of Colorado, Virginia, New Jersey, and Ohio, congratulations. This is the most ridiculous, stupid deal I've ever seen in my entire life. You bet $1. One. We're going for one. That was a good movie. Get $365 in bet credits right now over at Bet365. Damn good find. Let me talk it to you one more time. It's really great. You want to take advantage of it. Sign up in the video description box below. Again, you deposit $10 or more, bet $1, just $1 on anything, and you're going to get $365 in bet credits if you are in the great states of Colorado, New Jersey, Virginia, and Ohio. Alrighty, we've got 9 plays per usual. Going to try to come back a little bit. Taylor Moore wins this one. We have people coming from the clouds, and then we have outright winners constantly. I'm looking for the middle ground. Can we hit the middle one time? That'd be a lot of fun. Should have found a Kitayama ticket, but such is life at Bay Hill. Then we had the players, then we had the Valspar. We are off to the WGC for match play. Great venue. I'm going to be sad to see this one go. So let's get ourselves to the last edition of match play. We're going to get our day started with a Wednesday matchup. Yes, Wednesday matchup. We've got NCAA going on, NCAA tournament style, 64, narrowing it all down. Everybody plays in a pool, 4 players in each quadrant. Looking forward to this. You have groups 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to list all of them, but you have 16 of those total. Very much looking forward to watching these 4 players play out of the groups. And I've got exposure to different sides of the bracket because, again, you want to give yourself more shots at the W. Not completely exclusive. I do have a couple where a top 4, I'm hoping for the head-to-head matchup in order to cash one of the 2. But we're going to start with my hole number 1, Victor Hovland versus Matt Kuchar. And Matt Kuchar found a crazy, crazy bit of form there for basically one hot second at Riviera. I don't believe this to be anything whatsoever. And we just saw ridiculous form from Victor Hovland. If the guy could find out any capacity of putting, if we found anything around the green, 61st amongst this field of 64 around the green game, we would watch him dominate on the PGA Tour. But alas, the weak part of his game, weak part of match play could come into effect. But this is a little bit of a ball striker horse. Lots of ways to get it done. We've seen Kevin Kisner play here, play really, really well here. He is not your ball striker du jour. Victor Hovland, a little bit more of that prototype, like what we saw with Scottie Scheffler last year. And again, I'm looking for some longer odds on a couple of these outrights, but in the matchup market, I'm looking to take advantage of the weaker links. And at Kuchar, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. That was a funnier bit in my head. Goodbye. Hole number 1, like the odds that we're getting on him here, minus 122 up against Matt Kuchar at even money on FanDuel. Fire that one up to get the card started. Hole 2, we have identical odds, and pretty wild to see Tommy Fleetwood at minus 122 against one of my boys, somebody that I generally like a lot, and it is JT Poston. But JT Poston is on the struggle bus. He has the third longest odds to be winning this golf tournament, and in match play, anything can happen. We just saw him gain a ton with the irons, 5.4 strokes gained at the Valspar in that direction. We got back positive with strokes gained off the tee, but one event does not a golfer make. And Tommy Fleetwood on the other side, we saw him get into contention. One of the more exciting Sundays that we've seen in some time there at the Valspar. Much more inclined to be firing up the minus 122 favorite here. Tommy Fleetwood, not always am I going to the favorite spot, but these odds are just a little bit wonky to me. Fleetwood, we're starting to see the form return for him. Getting into the mix, I think he has a good week here. Probably not going to be making my betting card just because he has shorter odds coming off of a good week. And it was a completely different field. This one is very top heavy, as you could probably tell. So I'm looking a Wednesday matchup. Decent spot to get Tommy Fleetwood going up against 1, JT Poston. Normally my dude, I'm sorry. And to number 3, one of the bigger surprises of last week. Well, not to this program because I definitely recommended him. I liked him in a lot of ways. Let me count the ways here. With 1, Maverick McNealy. We're getting plus money going up against Sung J.M. And what are we doing here? Backing Maverick McNealy? Well, he and Taylor Montgomery are running like absolute sun running in terms of the putting. 28.1 putts per round on the PGA Tour. We saw him out of form when he got hurt, and then he came back 36th at the Valspar, and now I'm getting nice plus money and just a putter that you get it going like Kevin Kisner has before on these greens. Pretty decent, Roland. Obviously can play firm and fast, so you don't need the ball striking pedigree always, but we're obviously going to be backing him for his putting prowess just in a head-to-head. Seems like plus money here, just too good of a deal to be going up against Sungjae. And Sungjae, definitely one of my favorite players on tour. Steady Eddie, if you will, plays every single week, but eventually that's got to wear on you, right? Eventually, we're looking at a decent Wednesday matchup, and I do, after getting two minus money favorites there in the first two matchups on Wednesday, looking to get a plus money dog that I believe in. Maverick McNealy, dark horse, if you really want to take that shot. He's not on my betting card yet in terms of an outright, but definitely for this Wednesday matchup, we'll have a wait and see approach, see how he gets it going. Just to repeat, if you guys want the best deal I've ever seen at a sports book, this is the one for you. Bet365. Sign up in the video description box below. It's great stuff. It's only available in four states right now: Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. Why those four? I have no idea, but congratulations to you. You're going to get $365 in bonus bets when you sign up in the video description box below. So here's what you do. It takes you all of about 2 minutes. You deposit $10 or more into your Bet365 account that you'll sign up for below. Super easy. Bet $1. Yes, just $1 on anything. And as soon as it goes live, you're going to get yourself access to great stuff. That is called $365 in bonus bets. So take advantage of that. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Alrighty, back to the picks. Hole number four, let's start the outrights and top fours. And this is where I'm going to start breaking down a little bit more of what we're looking at for the brackets. Because again, top four, you're playing NCAA tournament style. You play everybody in your group one time. So that's three matches to start it off. And then you play single elimination down to the wire. I didn't think John Mayer was going to show up, but here we are. What a time to be alive. We're looking at Victor Hovland once again for a top four. In terms of his group, a really good draw. Chris Kirk, he's had some bits of form on Bermuda even, but Siwoo Kim played decent, but that's not the same quality of player as Hovland. And Matt Kuchar, already picking on him on that Wednesday matchup. I think he has a really good draw for that second round too. Colin Morikawa, yeah, he's really good. Jason Day's been playing good too. Adam Svensson, Victor Perez coming over from France. That would be his next round matchup. And then we would be running into Tommy Fleetwood a little bit later. That's why I'm kind of looking at Hovland as the outright play over Tommy Fleetwood. Going to back him against JT Poston. And don't be afraid to live bet this event. This is going to be a huge edge. Give yourself every opportunity you can to be able to react to what you're seeing live. It's one of the greatest live tournaments that you can be running into. If somebody gets three down, maybe backing a dog at massive odds. Getting exposure to somebody who's down on Wednesday. They play Thursday and Friday. Chances to come back in the brackets. Lots of great live betting opportunities. But right from the get-go, going right back to my guy, Victor Hovland, top four, looking for him to make the final four over at Austin Country Club. Hole number five, we've got Will Zalatoris here, and I've kind of been circling the wagons on Will Zalatoris a little bit here of late. Another guy, poor with the putter, but plays firm and fast golf course as well. Hails from Texas, Dallas area kid. Will Zalatoris, sign me up for what I expect to be a bounce back for him. We saw that fourth at the Genesis, the ball striking showed up, and then the players, it was just a disaster of epic proportions on the green. Lost 6.8 shots with that, but you know what? You get back on the familiar, the lakes and the streams that you're used to. I tried to quote TLC, it didn't work well, but I'm definitely looking at one. Will Zalatoris here from a ball striking perspective. The approach game has been solid. Off the tee has been solid. Outside of the players, we kind of struggled across the board. And I don't want to read too much into one event, but also the FedEx St. Jude. Not a perfect course comp, the Bermuda grass. Lots of things where firm and fast can play to his advantage. Saw the second at the US Open as well, going up against Matt Fitzpatrick. So I think if this golf course plays firm fast, we could see Will Zalatoris, who thrives a little bit more on those type of surfaces. I think he's a decent top four bet. I'm struggling on if I want to be betting him at 29-1. I've already pulled the trigger on Hovland at 20-1 previously. Top four as well. Just throwing it out there. But Will Zalatoris, I think he's a great bet. Plus 650 on DraftKings to finish top four. Let's get a little bit weird, shall we? In hole number six, we've got Ricky Fowler on tap. And Ricky Fowler, oh boy, he's got to play well here. Top 50, get into the Masters. Definitely something to be paying attention to. Not that he's going to try harder, but I bet he grinds a little bit more. Some people who are already there, maybe just phone it in if they start playing poorly. I wouldn't do it. I'd be on the PGA Tour. That'd be a pretty sick job. But also, hard to judge something that I'm not. So we're not going to do that. We're going to instead judge Ricky Fowler's golf game. That seems to be a lot better idea, don't you think? Ricky Fowler starting to find that ball striking, starting to find the superpower putter. That's always what we've been looking for from Ricky Fowler. And as things continue, as he's trying to make this push from 57th into the top 50, going to Augusta, gotta expect him having enough experience at this golf course, at the World Match Play, that we want to be taking some shots here. He's played all right in match play situations before, back on the Walker Cup teams, back on the... there's lots of opportunities that he's had for team play. He's one of the best players in the world until recently. Found the form again here. Think he's a decent long shot bet here. Yeah, you heard me. Decent long shot bet. But top four is plus 1,100 on DraftKings. Think a little bit more conservative on that kind of a number. You look at that group that he drawed over on the right side too. John Rahm, Billy Horschel, Keith Mitchell, who I'm considering betting. Just want to throw that out there. And Ricky Fowler. But Ricky Fowler, I think, is going to, just from a value perspective, be somebody that you want to be invested in, might be live betting him a little bit too, based on what we see. Let's take ourselves to my first outright play on the marketplace for this week. Hole number 7, Tony Finau sitting at 20-1. He's the shortest play, along with Victor Hovland, that I have on my card. Don't want to get too crazy spraying too many of these short guys at 20-1. Takes a lot of your equity on the back end. We'll talk about the two longer shot plays that I'm interested in. But Tony Finau, just somebody that I think this golf course sets up really, really nicely for him. He's a very diverse player who can ball strike it with the best of them. Third in strokes gained ball striking amongst this field over the course of his last 50 rounds. 10th in putting, 4th in DK scoring. Again, he's got to get out of his group, but if you take a look at it, not the worst draw. A number of other places, we talk about group 2, group 13 seems to be a little bit difficult, but as I'm looking at one Tony Finau, feel as though he's a little bit undervalued for the draw that he got. Let me just count it. Kitayama, Mironk, and Bazenhut. Let me repeat that. Kirk Kitayama, who played out of his damn mind at Bay Hill. Mironk, who is... he's from, I think, Poland or something. Whatever. Christian Bazenhut, he's definitely South African, so take that one to the bank. But looking at that group, I think that's a really good draw. I think Kirk Kitayama being a top 20 player in this field is a little bit of a reach. A really good spot for Tony Finau to be sitting for this draw. So I'm going to be firing that one up in bulk. Think you need to be too. Tony Finau, 20-1 on the card. Welcome back to Earth. Hole number 8 for my dude, Sam Burns. If you caught the waiver wire when you had this discussion about his driver, he found out his driver was non-conforming at the beginning of the season. And when you're a PGA golfer and you have to adjust with your driver, it takes a while to get it fine-tuned. You don't want to be thinking about that stuff going into major events like the Genesis, where he missed the cut, the Arnold Palmer, where he missed the cut. And of course, he dominates at the Valspar. Back-to-back wins in 2021, 2022, and a 6th this year, saw everything positive across the board. And that, my friends, makes him a viable option. Sure, much weaker field than this one, but when you combine the driver game, the opportunity for him to gain a lot with the putter. Yes, 3 back-to-back rounds here. I think he sets up really nicely for match play here. And then you look at some of his draws. Again, everybody's got a pretty difficult draw that's on the other side of the bracket. But Sam Burns gets Seamus Power, Adam Scott, Adam Hadwin. I don't find that one to be as dangerous as what other people seem to be saying it is, the 13th group or whatever it is. But Sam Burns, I think he finds a way to get it done out of that group. And then the next matchup that he'll have, Patrick Cantlay, Brian Harman, KH Lee, or Nick Taylor. I think Cantlay is one of the guys that everybody's going to be betting coming into this week. Not going to be on my card, that's for sure. Think I missed the boat on him. So Sam Burns, fire that one up. We see the form again. The driver is pristine once more. Fire him up for match play here at Austin Country. And the last outright that I'm looking at, another player coming off a poor showing at the Players, but now we're getting a huge number at 65-1, Sahith Theegala. Yeah, my dude out of Pepperdine, College Player of the Year, had a great PGA Tour season, debut last year as a rookie, 6th at the Genesis, 14th at the Arnold Palmer, and the irons just fell apart at the Players. The putter just fell apart. But again, that's the Players' Championship. We can't really... that golf course is so high variance. I want to just disregard everything I saw in terms of recent play. And once again, you got to look at the draws. I think that that's really what this comes down to. If you can find yourself some value here, I think it's Patrick. We've seen the injury there. That's his number one in his group. We've got Minwoo Lee there, JJ Swan. This is a phenomenal draw for Theegala. His next round, Schauffele, Hoagie, who's somebody that's also gaining some steam, Aaron Wise and Cam Davis, they have showed nothing of late. And on the other side of the bracket, you have Rory, of course. But again, I'm looking at top four and outright odds for this one. That is for sure, plus 1,400 in the top four department. But primarily, for your betting card, I like 65-1, my longest play for the World Match Play. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Best 9 Bets. Hit that like button down below. Let me know your favorite plays for the match play. I'm going to go rest up, go get my voice in order, save it for, I don't know, got to talk a little bit golf tomorrow, that's for sure. Check out all the Rainmaker stuff that we have going over at the Odd Chopper channel, at the Stochastic channel, and then, of course, the Odd Chopper Golf channel. That's where you catch Lindy's Best 9 Bets every single week. Tell your friends. Much appreciated. All right, y'all, I'll be out of here. Until next week, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the PGA streets this weekend. We'll be right back.